Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome to another episode of Right Here in Mass. Joining me today is Nicole Nell, better known as DJ Nikki Nell, who is a force to be reckoned with. Not only does she rock crowds as a professional performance DJ, but she also leads an award-winning multiple operation production company known as Visual Sound Productions Incorporated. VSP operates under four expert divisions catering to full-service weddings, high-quality multimedia creation, audiovisual production, and talent representation across the country. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. What an intro. Thank you so much.
I know you have quite the bio that I'm very excited to share in your show notes for our listeners to read through because your background is impressive. So I think it's great to hear everything that you've been up to. And I'd love if you could give an overview with our listeners more about yourself and what you do.
Okay. All right. So I've had, so in my previous career before everything, you know, happened with me being a DJ and then, you know, an entrepreneur, I was a professional, dancer and dance choreographer. So that's kind of what led me into the, you know, the DJing and the music part of it all. And then I became a full-time DJ, opened up the company in 2011, and it was just myself and, you know, random family members that I'd have helped me out with all the gear and everything. And then as the demand, got more, actually it just increased so much that I just started to have to hire people full time. And then I started to expand the business. So I went from being just a solo DJ, and then we added on lighting, photo booth rentals, videography, and special effects. And then once we started with the wedding portion of it all, then it just started to kind of expand even more on the different things that we can do with the employees that we had, and then also the equipment. So then we opened up a multimedia division, and then we extended everything into the audiovisual world. And now we have an amazing team of talent that not only can they book for private events, but also if it's something that, you know, needs to be, you know, out of the country or even out of the state, you know, we can book talent in different areas to accommodate people's needs,
which is amazing. So thinking about everything that you've done, I'd like to take a step back and ask you, what was it that inspired you to pursue your career as a DJ? I know you mentioned that you were a professional dancer and choreographer, but was there a moment that kind of made you realize that this was what you wanted to pursue and open your own company with it?
Yeah, not at all. You know, God has an unexpected way of twists and turns and left turns and whatnot. So it was actually kind of more of a traumatic experience. So, I ended up unexpectedly becoming very, very ill. So I actually had to end my dancing career. But throughout the time that I was a choreographer, I had, some amazing students that always loved the music that I was playing during classes. And also some of the unbeknownst, I would make mixes for the dance routines, not thinking that it's like DJ related at all. So people liked it. My students kept asking me to like play music at like their birthday parties or fundraisers that we had and whatnot. And, you know, I was always hesitant about it because I'm like, I'm not a DJ. Like, I don't even have the gear, the equipment or anything like that. You know, I literally just show up with my laptop and computer speakers. Like, this is where we started. Like, this was nothing. And, you know, the more people, you know, it just started to kind of trickle on and more people kept asking. And actually in the beginning, I never even DJed for money. I would just DJ for equipment. I'd be like, hey, you know, you want me to make announcements? I need a microphone. Just buy me a microphone. And
like, smart way to do it.
Yeah. Because I felt like, you know, I wasn't, you know, good enough to just charge people money. I didn't market myself as a DJ. So it's funny. So now I collected all this gear. And then when I ended up getting sick, I was like, okay, like I definitely can't, I'm not the 9-to-5 type of gal. You know, I can't see myself going into the corporate world. I love music. I mean, that's been my biggest drive. So I was just like, you know what? Why don't I just start a DJ company? I literally, that's kind of what my mindset was. And I bought my first controller. And as I was recovering, I literally taught myself how to DJ. So it was random. It was so unexpected. Funny because now I can't see myself doing anything else. So it's weird the way, something that was like so devastating to me ended up turning to be like one of the best things that's ever happened to me. So it's funny the way life works, but I'm glad I can see the bigger picture now.
Absolutely. And just from you sharing your story, that was the exact thought to came that came to my mind was that you found a way to make lemonade out of lemons and being able to take something that was incredibly challenging and difficult. And now here you are 10 or so years later with a career that you really love and that now is spanning across the country.
Yeah, and then what's nice too is that I was able to still involve dance in some way. So in our AV department, we do audio, lighting, staging, and everything for dance recitals, and we also go on tour with dance competitions. So my two worlds are able to collide, and it's like the best feeling ever.
Oh, I imagine. So when you ended up scaling and bringing in all these different divisions, like what was that process like? Like you mentioned having the sound effects and or the special effects and also having like the photo booths and stuff. Did you have people coming to you looking for those services and that's what inspired you to add them on? Or what was that process like of just being able to expand?
Yeah, so the small from the beginning of the expansion, people kept asking me for certain services, and I would at first I would just recommend them to other people that I know who had them. And then there came to a point where it was so many people that were reaching out to me that I'm like, okay, I think it's something that I should add, so I should pull the trigger on. So as far as the services for the wedding division, 100%. Now I don't say no. Somebody asked me something, like I'll say, yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll get it, one way or another. I'm definitely a yes man, now that I know that, we can accomplish anything with what we have with our team and the our assets, and now we have some amazing relationships with people too. So
Absolutely. And since growing, how have you been able to manage everything? Like, do you find that that's a challenge of just overseeing so many things? Or I'd love to hear your process for being able to keep everything together without feeling like you're overwhelmed or feeling really stressed out.
yeah. Listen, being a business owner is not easy. It's not for the weak hearted, I can tell you that much. Right now I have a lot of roles at the moment because I've been hesitant on hiring more people while our building is under renovation. So I didn't, and we're in a weird transitions phase right now with the company. So it is a lot. I work all the time. But I've been able to develop a CRM, like a client relationship management software, that helps me kind of keep everything in order. And I have a few leaders within the divisions that kind of oversee those divisions. So I oversee everything, and then I have other people under me that have their own specialty. Because I mean, I'm great at what I do, but I'm not great at everything. Like I assign certain people their specialty and do my best to try to delegate. And it is hard when you're a control freak. So that's been my biggest challenge, is giving up some of my responsibilities and leaving them in other people's hands. But I've been fortunate enough to have a really, really good, strong team that I can rely on.
Absolutely. And that's also exciting that you have a space. I'd love to hear more about that and the exciting renovations it's going under.
Yes, we are almost there. I am so excited. So I purchased an abandoned building downtown Springfield, 130 Union Street, and it's currently under renovations, and it's going to be our headquarters. So within the four divisions, we're going to have a little something for everything that we do. So not only is it going to be our offices for our staff and a warehouse for all of our equipment, but we're also going to have like a showroom that we can, give our clients the full, we call it the VSP experience. So all those special effects and lighting and everything, like I can show you pictures all you want, but you gotta see it in person. Like you have
Oh,
to feel it.
absolutely.
And like we're really big on like customer relations. Like, it's like right now we're on Zoom, right? I love it, but would I rather be talking to you in person? Absolutely. So we're excited to bring people into our home. We can do all our meetings in-house now. And then we also have a photography videography studio that will be open to not only for our clients, but to the public as well, for our multimedia department. And then we also have a recording studio too. So for anybody who's into music or podcasts or things like that, that's going to be readily available for everybody. So it's pretty much like a creative space, not just for us and our clients, but my goal is to have it be like a community space for everybody, to for creatives.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you are doing this in Springfield as well. I've had a few different guests from Springfield on the podcast, and just hearing them share about all the revitalization that's happening in the city and all of the exciting changes that are coming. And so I'd love to hear what made you choose Springfield as your location and how you knew it was the right fit for you.
So I was born and raised in Springfield, actually. So the city means a lot to me. And I have so many strong relationships with not only family, friends, but clients as well, that I'm like, okay, I definitely want to plant my roots here. And I see everything, like it's so funny you mentioned that revitalization. I knew it was coming and I knew I wanted to be a part of it. And it was very tough finding a building downtown that had the space, because we are, a larger company, and just having like all the vehicles and everything, like trying to find a parking lot downtown is very, very rare. So once I saw the building, even though it was, falling apart and abandoned, and it was love at first sight. I knew it was it. I saw the potential. And I reached out to the mayor, Mayor Sarno, and I told him, like, hey, this is like what I want to do. Cause not only is it going to be our home for us, home for the creatives, but we also want to be able to host events, giant block parties, bringing back, just the community, getting everybody together and giving people different things to do so that we could be, proud to be in Springfield. So I love Springfield. We have so much history here too. We have the Basketball Hall of Fame and Dr. Seuss. There's so much that sometimes, like when you're here, you take for granted of it. So it's just a little friendly reminder that, Springfield Mass got it going on, and I want to keep.
100%. And I love what you shared about turning into this community space for everyone in the area to enjoy, because it kind of reminds me of that concept of third spaces, if you've heard of that idea, where basically people have two spaces, one space being home and one space being work, but they really seek and crave that third space where they can build community and do things that they love. And I really appreciate the fact that you're just creating that space for people to connect with one another and flex their creativity and just be able to come together.
Yes. I'm huge on that. I'm all about collaboration, not competition. Like, let's everybody come together in the industry, and we could elevate each other. So I'm really excited to now have a space to do that.
Absolutely. Do you happen to know when that's projected to be opening, or is it still kind of TBD?
Every time I say a date, I just regret it because it's never happened.
Jinxing yourself.
Yeah, I'm jinxing myself. So hopefully it's gonna be, in August. So
Oh,
we're like right
nice.
there. Yeah. But I'm not opening up to the public just yet. We are gonna be utilizing it for our own, own in-house. But I need time to, like, give it that extra bling bling that I want. So I'm hoping by next year, that I'm going to do like a large grand opening, and it'll be open for everybody. So
Oh, so fun.
to be determined. I'm going to say, by next year we'll talk again, and I'll tell you where we're at.
Absolutely. And you mentioned this space being a spot for clients to experience or have that VSP experience, which I think is a really great idea, which also makes me think of the question of when someone's looking to hire a DJ for any type of event or occasion, what are some things that they should look for? Like, how do they know the DJ is the perfect fit for that event or occasion they're planning?
Because it's such a big deal, and because it's only their greatest day of their lives, right? And then the fact that the DJ has such a large role with how the day is executed, because it's not just the entertainment part of it. We're actually hosting the whole thing. We're making all the announcements. We're being in coordination with all the other vendors. There's so many things going on. So I think the biggest thing is building that trust and building that relationship which is why I want people to come into the home, meet everybody in person and get that one-on-one connection. 'Cause we're not a fit for everybody. If people want like a casual backyard wedding, like that, we won't be the best fit for you. We're like over the top. We want to do everything custom. We want to be able to have full control of the wedding because we do everything. We're full service. We want to be able to give you the whole experience. So even just understanding like what their intentions are, what type of music vibe that they have. So the biggest thing is just making sure that not only that we're a fit for them, but they're a fit for us as well.
Yes, absolutely. And with that, what do you do in order to ensure that wonderful experience? Like, I think one of the things that I remember most when I go to a wedding is how the music was, where I'm like, oh my God, that playlist was amazing. Like, what's your touch for being able to have that, like you said, that customized approach to just create an experience that's truly wonderful and unforgettable for people?
So I believe, well, first of all, energy is contagious. So if you have
Yes.
people who love what they do and they're passionate about it, it's going to reflect in the energy in the room. We're not the type of DJs that sit behind the DJ booth and press stop and play. We're all professional performance DJs. We're all mixing, scratching. We're getting on the mic, hyping people up. So it's a very interactive experience as far as our performance goes. But then if you have full control of the lighting and the sound, that can set the tone for any atmosphere. So if they wanted something that's more soft and romantic, when guests walk into their room, we can do amber up lighting to match the colors of the candles. We can have stars projected on the ceiling if they wanted some type of vibe, and then playing some nice romantic music. Like that's already setting the tone right there just for dinner. And then with the same lights, because we have, we have lighting designers, we have people who that is their specialty. We can program certain scenes where when it's dance time and you guys are doing your first dance, we can do spotlights and turn off all the lights in a room so it almost feels like there's nobody else there. It's just like creating certain moments. And then during dance time, that's when we can really kick things up. With those same lights, we can put them on sound active mode. We can change everything to the beat of the music. And then we have the special effects. If you want something crazy for your grand entrance, we can do, cold sparks. We got CO2 guns if you want to
My
blow some
gosh.
up. But it's just about like those unexpected elements, because I feel like weddings can be very cookie cutter and very traditional. And I feel
Yes.
like a lot of our clients are, they're younger, they want something fresh, but they still want to be respectful in a way where we make the parents happy, but then also, the client happy too. So it's just about finding that special medium and yeah, and then just making it unforgettable with those unexpected, special effects and those little touches of detail with the lighting, and then match that with, with DJs who can read the crowd. That's the biggest thing. You can go
Oh,
in there
absolutely.
and think what they're gonna want, and the client can think they know what their guests want, but it could be totally different. So it's just about going with the flow, reading the energy, and just knowing when to play certain songs at certain times. So if you have full control of that whole energy in the room, then that's what we call the VSP experience, and you can never lose once you have them in the palm of your hand.
So true. I love that. And since we've like focused a lot on weddings and all the wonderful work you do with those, I'd love to also hear more about the other three divisions that you have within VSP and what those could be used for.
Yeah, so everything started with the wedding part, and then we started to develop more of the audio visual side. So we produce, concerts and large conferences. We are actually the in-house AV team at the Sheraton Hotel downtown Springfield. So we have an office there, and we have equipment on site. So that's actually where I was earlier. So we provide all the AV services for all the clients who book through the Sheraton. And then we also work with other, with other places like the MassMutual Center, MGM, and any other type of larger event. So that's what we do with the AV. And then we also have rentals as well. So if certain clients are just looking to rent out some equipment, we can provide those services too. So those kind of went hand in hand, and that kind of really started to go forward. Like I said, combining what we did with the dance recitals, that really kind of pushed the audio visual department forward. So that's kind of what we do over there. And then the multimedia department, that actually developed during COVID. because obviously it was illegal to do our jobs at that point. We host events, people couldn't dance. So now I'm like, okay, we have all this equipment and I have all the staff. What can we do to stay alive during this time?
Right.
So we actually had like a few revelations when people started to reach out to us for some for random things. Like we started live streaming, people's funerals. It sounds horrible, but it worked out good for them. We started doing walkthrough videos for all of the realtors. So because people couldn't go into open houses,
Yeah.
they needed a type of video to see what type of house they were going to get, and they needed the walkthrough and the pictures and everything. So we started teaming up with funeral homes and realtors. I know it's very morbid, I know, but it was a need, and people reached out. And then also we started teaming up with other businesses too, because people were having a hard time letting people know, like, hey, we're still open and we're taking these precautions to make things safe. So we started providing digital content creation for them, whether it was videos or pictures, and just letting people know, like, hey, like this is where we're at. Because that was really the only time to stay relevant, because everybody was just online because we couldn't really leave the house. So that's kind it was very, like, I'm telling you, like, everything that's happened to me has come out of something traumatic or random, like, but you just gotta make the best of it and just make it happen. You just that's it. So
Exactly.
we ended up doing that, and I had an intern at the time, and he ended up just being absolutely phenomenal. And I was like, hey, now that things are going to open back up, I don't have time to run this. Like, do you think you can run this? And he has been absolutely phenomenal. So he is now running that whole department, and now it's very, very sought after. We have done some amazing work with high scale commercials and whatnot. So very grateful for that.
Absolutely. And it's incredible to think about everything you've been able to do. And it sounds like a theme of your business is just really being able to be flexible and kind of roll with the punches as they come.
You have to. There's a lot of people that close their doors or just became very discouraged, and you just have to look at it in a different light. I believe in opposition. For every bad thing that happens, something good is going to come out of it. Like, and just the law of attraction in general. So I really try to keep that mindset during, unexpected times. And I know they're going to keep happening. That's just how life is. And I've worked so hard to get the company to where it is, and I have people that rely on me now, for their careers and their livelihood. So failure is not an option.
Oh, I love that reminder. In addition to just the challenges that you've had of unexpected circumstances popping up, what would you say are other challenges that you faced throughout the time of building your business?
Staffing.
Yeah, that seems like a very common problem for a lot of people.
Yes, I'm grateful enough to have my pillars, like the strongholds of the company, but it's just finding more people that we can duplicate those qualities and expand on. So it's been very, 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 very difficult. But I am looking forward to having a new space, and I'm hoping that it's going to inspire people to want to work and to see what VSP is and what we're going to be. Like, we've already been so successful, but I have so many more ambitions for the company, and I want people to grow with us. I just don't want people to just, hey, this is a good side hustle. Like, I want to build careers with my employees, and I want people who are gonna, help bring us to that next level. So there is gonna be a very big hiring spree. So if anybody's listening and this aligns with your passion, hit me up, Visual Sound Productions.
Yes, I love that. And especially because from everything that you've shared, I mean, with the four divisions too, I mean, there's so many opportunities, so many ways that people can find an interest within VSP that they feel really passionate about. And like you said, build that career from there.
Absolutely. And what's nice is that we don't ever do the same thing twice, So it literally is always changing. We're never in the same venues, and we're always working with different people. So it's something that it's very dynamic. And even after, the thousands of events that I've done, I feel like I learn something every time I go to work, because it's whether you're dealing with a new client or, just a new service that they need. So I do like that. It's never the same, which is nice.
Absolutely. And for anyone who's looking to get into the industry like you, how you had transitioned from being a professional dancer and choreographer to becoming a DJ, what advice would you give first to someone who's just looking to get started?
Yeah, so I wish I had more resources when I was starting, because I definitely could have escalated everything quicker. I think the biggest thing that I wish I had was a mentor. So just connecting with other people in the industry, start asking for like internships, or if you're looking for like a full-time job, I would educate yourself and get yourself a little bit of experience underneath the belt. And attend different conferences. There's a lot of different DJ conferences that will have a lot of important information that could really be some good insight. So I think the biggest thing is connections, number one, and then getting a little bit of skill set underneath that, and then going to the conferences and seeing where you want to be in the industry, because there's many different avenues when it comes to the event world. So it's just figuring out what your niche is and doing that research.
Love that advice. And you brought up a great point about there being so many different avenues that people can consider. Do you think that there's one favorite part that you have about what you do, or is it challenging to just pick one thing that you love the most?
It is tough. It is tough. I think my favorite thing is music. So I'm a DJ. So not only do I own the company, but like you said, I'm known as DJ Nikki Nell. There's just nothing like the energy and the interaction that you get from performing live with people. So I think between that and doing the AV for the dance competitions, I mean, they're very, very close, but if I had to choose, it's definitely the DJing aspect of it, the performance part of it. I'm, natural performer, it's in my blood.
Exactly, which makes total sense too, because I can imagine being a DJ and doing it for a wedding when you see the guests like singing and dancing and laughing and having fun. I imagine it makes you feel really good and it's really gratifying to visually see the results of the work that you're doing in that sense.
Oh, absolutely. And it was a very easy transition in a sense where, like, if you understand like how music is structured and understand, the certain BPMs and the tones and everything that I had from like the dance background, it was very easy for me to transition into a DJ as far as that goes. As far as like that skill set, you just have to understand the equipment. And then even being like on the microphone, a lot of the competitions, we would have to, do interviews and whatnot. So I was used to being on stage in front of people, whether it was dancing or talking, because it's the same thing, when you're introducing somebody for a wedding, like you can't screw up. So, you got to make sure that you have it down. So, the more I look back at it, they're very parallel in that sense.
Amazing. And in addition to the building that is currently undergoing renovations, is there anything else exciting that you have planned in the coming year or so for VSP?
So the biggest thing for VSP right now is getting the headquarters and then starting to do some of hosting our own events. Like I said, I want to start doing more community events, doing like an annual block party, like shutting down Main Street, bringing in some big artists. So I think that's our biggest thing, is starting to develop, our, I guess, like our reputation in Springfield, and start doing more things for that. So definitely for that. And then as far as myself, I'm starting to go into more of the education side of things. So I'm going to start speaking at some of these conferences that I'm recommending people to go to. So I'm looking forward to being on the education side of things, not only helping out people who are just starting, but also helping the business owners take their single operation companies into the multi-op operation companies, and give them some insight as to what I did, what worked for me, what didn't work, and just elevating the industry as a whole. I feel like right now we're at the position, where I am personally, and then also business-wise, to start elevating everybody around us.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned the whole educational piece because that was one thought that came to mind to me for you is when you mentioned wishing that you had a mentor. I had that thought. I was like, Nicole would be such a good mentor for people just getting into the field. And so I think that's a great way to give back and just support people. Because, like, as you mentioned earlier, all about community over competition.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm hoping that, my goal too is to start connecting with other like whether it's colleges or high schools and start doing internships to get people on site and get that, that experience that a lot of people are looking for. So I'm still in the process of making certain solidified connections, but that will be something that I think would be great for the community.
So fun. And with the education piece as well, in addition to attending the conferences that you go to and soon to be speaking at them, like what are some other ways that you stay on top of changing trends or the latest things that are up and coming in the industry, especially with technology as new technology is released?
Yes. Oh my God. It's like every other day. You buy something brand new and it's already outdated the next week. I still very hard to upkeep with it. I believe that like YouTube University is a thing. Like
Yes.
YouTube is like that is like the best resource that I've had as far as like, okay, if new equipment comes out, people have different overviews and whatnot. And then once you start to find certain channels that align with what you're looking for, some of them are geared just towards DJ, some of them are geared just towards audio visual. I think just following and educating yourself through those videos, and it's great because you have the visuals and then you also have, the audio as well, because everybody learns differently. But I think just being on YouTube, that is huge. And then also, following other people that maybe you inspire to be like on social media and see what they're doing. Everything is now at our fingertips. Like, like when
Yes.
I was learning how to DJ, I was reading the manual. Like I was literally, they didn't have that yet. Like it was just about to, but we weren't there yet. Where technology was at the moment. So yes, there's so many resources out there, and it's just up to you to put the time aside and put the effort into doing what you want to do, because it's not going to be handed to you at all. So I think it's just making conscious decisions on being like, okay, if this is what I want to do, I need to put the work into it, because whatever you put into it, you're going to get out 10 times fold. So just always remind everybody that.
Yes, that is a great reminder, especially the whole notion of making sure to work on your business or career, not just in it. So being able to dedicate that time to, like you shared, being able to learn about all the new things that are up and coming in the industry and focus on growing your career or business rather than just kind of doing the work and rinsing and repeating.
Yeah. It's very easy to stay stagnant, and I believe our time on earth is so short that like let's grow as much as we can and reach our full potential.
Absolutely. As we get closer towards the end of the show, one of my favorite questions to ask our guests is what their favorite local businesses are to support. And so, if you had to pick a few, which I imagine might be hard for you, what would you say are your favorite businesses?
Well, the first one that comes to mind. So when I got sick, I ended up developing like a bunch of allergies. Like I'm that person. Like I hate being that person, right? So I'm allergic to, gluten, eggs, soy, and dairy. So not fun. And it was really hard for me to find, especially back then, food that I could eat where I'm not, eating like a rabbit, right? So there's this one food truck. They're called Wicked Whisk. And they have so many like plant-based and gluten-free like treats, whether it's food or even desserts. And her name is Erin Owen. She owns the company. So it's woman-owned. She's awesome. And her food is so good that it makes me so grateful. I feel like I'm eating real food and not cardboard. So I would say hands down, she is my absolute favorite. And she's my inspiration to do like when we move into the building, we have the parking lot that's adjacent to the building. I bought that too. So I have both lots. So
Nice.
we're gonna do food trucks, like, again, for selfish reasons, really for me, so I can just walk and just buy stuff. But we're gonna have food trucks available at the headquarters too. So I'm
Oh,
excited
I
for that.
love that. I love that you're like bringing your worlds together in that sense and supporting a business that has done so much for you. That's really great.
Yes. So Wicked Whisk food truck, definitely check it out. Even if you're not gluten-free or not into like the plant-based types of options, you can't even tell. And she does so many 90s like nostalgic like twists on food, and
Oh
it's
my
like,
gosh.
yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun. Like she had like these like Pop Tarts, and yeah, it's really, really, really well done. So she would be definitely my number one.
Oh, I love that. Nicole, this has been such an awesome episode, and I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to interview you and have you share everything you're doing at VSP. And now I'd love it if you could share with our listeners where they can find you online in case they'd like to connect with you further.
Yeah, absolutely. So the name of the company is Visual Sound Productions Inc. You can find us on Facebook, and so the Facebook is under Visual Sound Productions Inc. If you do like the actual URL, it's Visual Sound Prod, PRODMA, for so Massachusetts. So that's for Facebook, and then for Instagram, it's Visual Sound Prod, PROD, abbreviation for Productions. So yeah, so we're on both of those. We also have a YouTube channel as well, where we post a lot of our content creation, and we're going to start doing some teaming up with some of our vendors and dealers that we have for equipment, and we're going to start doing some of those, some of those reviews. So I'm excited about that. And if you want to come party with me, you can come check me out at DJ Nikki Nell, and that's at everything. So it's NICKINELL. It's not often I do public events, but when I do, they're really, really fun. So yeah, so that's pretty much VSP, DJ Nikki Nell. Get ready. We're going to be opening our doors soon. I cannot wait.
Oh, I love that. And I will link to all these places in the show notes that our listeners can click through and connect with you from there. But thank you so much again for coming on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed the time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.